This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is part one of a short series about apostrophes. These are really important in English, as I'm sure you are aware. And today I'm going to be talking about using apostrophes with possessives. So if you're listening to this podcast, then that means that you probably have an intermediate level or higher, which means you probably know how to use possessives like my and his and her and your and our and so on. But today, it's all about using apostrophes. So if something belongs to me, then it's my whatever, my car, my watch. If something belongs to him, it's his car or his watch, and her, her car or her watch, or anything like that. What about if it's not my, or your, or his or her? What if it's a person, or what if it's a thing, like a company, for example, or an animal? Well, let's take a look at that. Well, if something belongs to someone or something else, then we can use the apostrophe, and then the S, and then the possession. For example, my father's car. Here we say my father, apostrophe S, and then the possession, car, my father's car. The doctor's office, the doctor's office. Here we say the doctor, apostrophe S, and then the possession, office. And finally, the dog's toy, dog, apostrophe S, and then toy. But what about if it's plural? If the noun that we are referring to, the possessor of the possession, if that is plural, then you just need the apostrophe. You don't need another S, unless, of course, it's an irregular plural, like children. Children is a plural, but it doesn't finish in S, so you would say the children's toys, for example. Children, apostrophe S, and then toys. But for regular plurals, which is the vast majority, then, yep, you need the apostrophe, but not another S. For example, my parents' house. My parents' house is very large. Here I put my parents' apostrophe, and that's it. So not my parents' apostrophe S. That's not necessary. So my parents' apostrophe, and then house. Another example, the students' grades. Here we're talking about a plural. We're talking about many students. So all we need is students and then the apostrophe and then grades. If it's a singular noun or a name, but it ends in an S, then you can put an apostrophe and another S, just like with the other examples of singular nouns, like my father's car. So if I say the boss's daughter, well, here I'm saying the daughter of the boss. So it's singular, one boss. It finishes in S, but we write it the boss's daughter, boss, apostrophe S, and then daughter. And the same for names, like Mr. Jones's keys. Mr. Jones ends with an S, apostrophe S, and then keys. And so that's something really, really important to consider. Remember in English that this is the way that we usually talk about possessions. It doesn't have to be like an object, like my watch, for example, the man's watch, the man's car, the woman's keys. But it can also be a relationship, like a family member. For example, the woman's sister or Jonathan's uncle. With that relationship, we still need to use this apostrophe S. It's unnatural to use the structure which is more common in other languages, which is the mother of my friend. We would not say that. So I want you to just think about this sentence. So I'm going to say it incorrectly, and I want you to try and create it, write it, speak it in the English way. And I'm going to make a really long and confusing sentence, but just a way to practice, really. So here's the wrong version, which maybe you would say in your language, depending on your language. The dog of the brother of the neighbor of my parents. The dog of the brother of the neighbor of my parents. So how do we say that in English? Well, we need to go in reverse. So we don't start with the dog, we start with my parents. So it should be my parents' neighbor's brother's dog. And remember that with parents, the way you write it is parents, apostrophe. You do not need another S. So it should be my parents, apostrophe without the S. Neighbors should be neighbor, apostrophe S. Brothers should be apostrophe S. Dog. And that's it. So how's that? Hopefully that's a bit clearer about how to use these apostrophes when we're talking about possessives. Next week we'll do another podcast about apostrophes with a different area. This time it will be all about contractions. So look forward to that for next week. That's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, or if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.